So first of all, what costs are involved in setting up a self-service checkout? Are they more expensive than hiring, you know, the average checkout chick?
Initial setup costs are quite expensive, although it is tended to be a sort of a one-off cost. So there's the cost of the machine. That can be anywhere between over $120,000 depending on which brand you use. Then there's also, I guess, the added cost of integrating the software with current business software, your sales and inventory systems. Of course, the ongoing cost of maintenance and things like that. There's, the indirect cost of theft, and we see that's sort of growing, and certainly self-services have brought that about more, at a higher level. And then, of course, there's the further indirect cost of customers that really don't like using these types of technologies and prefer to shop with a staffed register.
Okay, so a bit of background information here. I used to be a checkout chick, and I'd be in the self-service watching over, and I'd be trying, you know, to make sure that nobody was making, you know, their prunes, washed potatoes or what have you. And it's really difficult to pick that up, especially, you know, when you're working there all the time, so you're making a good community with people, and so you hope that you're on a good level with these people, and it comes as quite a shock to know that this much money is stolen every year by, you know, Coles, Woolies, what have you. Why do people... It's not just your stereotypical person stealing, is it?
No, not at all. So, you know, I guess we've always thought that shoplifters or people that steal happen to be the baddies of the community.
Mm.
And that's not necessarily the case. We often refer to it as consumer deviance. So they deviate from the standard or normal social behaviours. And we do it for a number of reasons. Often we will justify the fact that, you know, if I'm paying for my own groceries, I have to scan them myself, I have to pack them myself, well, I'm going to compensate for that time, but maybe I won't scan that chocolate bar and it's only $2. What we often look at the size of the business. It's a very, very large supermarket, so they can afford it. If I scan my stone fruit as washed potatoes, it's only a couple of dollars, it would nobody bother. And the other interesting research shows that we are more likely to steal from a machine than from a human being. So standing in front of a checkout chick and ringing up our sales, we are less likely because we get this human interaction. But if it's an ATM or a self-service technology, it's just a machine. I'm not going to hurt their feelings.
Mm.
So it doesn't really have a personal impact on me if I deviate from the standard.
I might be reading too much into this, but maybe the screens also give off this simulated kind of feeling, like a video game kind of feeling. And, most people use their FPOS cards, and so they don't really see the money. And it all just seems like it's up in the cloud sort of thing. And so you don't really see the effects of stealing those mushrooms or what have you sort of thing.
It's very much the case. It becomes a transaction rather than a relational exchange.
Right.
So, you know, going into a supermarket like, you know, we did in the 90s and the 80s, before we really had this advent of self-service technologies, we spoke to the operators. We had our favourite checkout operator. We saw them. They recognised us by name. We had a relationship with them. So we were less inclined to do things that may be a little bit dodgy. Now it's just become a transaction. We don't actually integrate with anybody. We don't talk to anybody. We scan our cards. We pack our own groceries. So, you know, there is no relationship there. It's just a transaction, just like pulling, you know, money out of an ATM in a bank vault. We can see that as soon as we remove the human element, people are, you know, more likely to behave differently than they would if they're actually engaged with a real checkout operator.
And I would at times get a few customers who would come up to me and say to me, I hate these machines, they're taking your jobs, and yet they would continue to use the machine. And so I just didn't see how those two thoughts aligned with...
There's certainly a concern about self-service technologies removing and replacing, I guess, jobs. And what we can see from the data is that although wage growth has remained relatively flat in that supermarket grocery sector, what businesses have been able to do is, with the implementation of self-service registers, is move those team members into other areas of the supermarket, so deli, fruit, grocery, you know, and other sort of areas. So it has become more efficient. Why people use them and still hate using them, it's often because of necessity. So I know that you know, we're shopping more frequently than we ever did before. We're popping in, you know, a couple of times during the week and grabbing a small grocery basket. If we've got a small amount of items, we find it, customers and I do, find it more convenient just to zip into a self-service register, scan a couple of items, chuck them in a bag and get out. It's different. If you've got a larger grocery basket or a big trolley approach, we tend to go through a manned checkout.
And Gary, just really quickly, which one's faster, customer service or self-service?
Neither. They're exactly the same. So the perception is that self-service is faster because we're moving quick and we're doing it ourselves, but in fact it's just as quick to go through a manned register with a trained operator that packs and scans quickly.
We need like a Coles supermarket race or something like that, because I used to pride myself on how well I quickly bagged everything. So I might test that.
Yep. So I remember the scan count many years ago, so making sure your scan count was up high.
Yes.
That was the main target.
Yes. Thank you so much, Gary. That was great.
Great chatting.